Now, a lady came. She was facing a medical procedure. She was hysterical. I've never dealt with anybody as hysterical as she was. There's no way I could help her. I thought about the story I heard from an old timer that hit somebody in the belly to calm them down, and I thought, probably not. Probably not. I didn't know what to do with her. She came with somebody. Somebody, I said, I suppose you drove, and she said, yes. Well, I did all I could do. I really put my heart into it, and she came back later, and I found out it was an office procedure. It wasn't even a surgical procedure, per se. It was an office procedure. And she said, oh, it went fine. It went fine. I went, instead of, and she was a Christian, instead of leaning on what she knew about God, she leaned on the flesh. She leaned on her mind. She let her fears conquer her. Now, she was a nurse or some kind of medical professional, and so she'd seen a lot, and that was a distraction to her that caused some fear in her of what she had seen. But see, when I'm anchored, you're an eternal vessel, and you have to stay anchored, and you're praying from a position of being anchored. Now, I'm not a movie watcher. I'm a strange person. I'm not a movie watcher. We didn't watch movies growing up. Wayne took me to my first movie after we were married, and I thought, this is what everybody's blabbing about. I just wasn't ever impressed. And then the second music he took me to was a movie with Sound of Music, and I thought, I think my daddy has lied to me. I thought it was terrific. But over my life, I probably haven't seen a dozen movies. I don't go to the theater. I don't like the theater. I don't go. That's just me. We're all different. If you choose the right movie, help yourself. You see, what makes the body cohesive is not our similarities, but our differences. If we're having a banquet and we're all florists, we're not going to have much of a banquet. We've got to have cooks and servers and hostesses and somebody do the calligraphy and somebody to buy the supplies and somebody to set the tables. It takes a conglomerate of different people. And you can reach people. You know, why haven't you reached my, I want to ask you, why have you not you witnessed to my beautician? You don't even know her. See, we all have a place. And we're all an eternal vessel, functioning full of the Word in our place, facing the enemy, the difficulties of life, according to what God has directed us. God said, now when they got the battlefield, the enemy, the masses, multiple people had killed one another. I guess somebody got mad at somebody, and so somebody hit somebody, and then somebody stabbed somebody. Next thing you know, the whole thing, they were all dead. The whole multitude. And the scripture tells us, they gathered up all the spoils. Why you would go to war with your valuables, I'm not sure. Except clothes were very valuable in those days. It took Judah 3 days to gather up the spoils of war. The clothes, the weaponry, and the other things they had on them, the food and so forth. It took them 3 days. And all they did was go and sing. Sing hallelujah to the king. Do you know that song? Sing hallelujah to the king. Sing hallelujah. Oh, sing hallelujah. They sang, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures. Praise to the Lord, the eternal. You know, we can face the enemy like that ourselves. Sometimes that'd be the leading of the Lord for you. He'll elbow and you say, sing, Becky, sing. One preacher told me he had a real dilemma at his church, and he was really distressed. So distressed, he wasn't sleeping at nights, and he was rolling around, tossing, and you know that happens to me sometimes. I just get up. I just get up and go fix myself some hot tea and pray in the Spirit and try to be as quiet as I can. But he didn't know what to do, and he's laying there, and his wife was a great vocalist, and in the middle of the night, he elbowed, he said, sing, Mabel, sing, Mabel, sing. You know, that would work for you. So, but I can't sing. Who cares? Nobody's listening but God. See, God has direction. You're an eternal vessel. And it is the Word of God that stabilized them, the prayer of Solomon from 70 years over that stabilized them, that caused them to believe God. And to see, Solomon had said, when we stand with uplifted hands before this house where your presence is and the enemy approaches, our famine or pestilence or sword, you will hear and help. And they believed that 70 years later. Do you see that?